Blog Talk Radio.
Now, I'm going to take you to Sunday morning, praise and worship, old school style. Can I get some help in the house? All right. Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again. Come on. Hey. Let me see what y'all got. Listen.
I'm a soldier.
Yeah,
I'm a soldier.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. This is Apostle Marco prayer. Let's get into prayer. Father, we just want to bless you and say thank you this morning. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your holy name. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. There is no one like you, Jesus. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. So, Father, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you. We worship you. We glorify your holy name. We thank you, for this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we adore you. We bless your holy name. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for starting us off to this good week, oh God. We thank you. Everything you do is good. We praise you. We worship you. Give ear to our words, oh Lord. Consider our meditation. Hearken unto the voice of our cry, our King and our God. For unto thee will we pray. Our voice shall I hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning we will direct our prayer unto thee, O Lord. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceit for men. But as for us, we will come into thy house. In the multitude of thy mercy and in thy fear will we worship toward thy holy temple. Lead us, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of our enemies. Make thy way straight before our face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouths. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sculpture. They flatter with their tongues. Destroy by them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee, let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them that love thy name be joyful in thee, for thou wilt bless the righteous with favor, with thy compassion as of a shield. We praise your name this morning, O God. We bless you. We thank you. We worship you, we adore you, we magnify your glorious name. Father, cause us to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for indeed do we trust. Cause us to know the way wherein we should walk, for we lift up our souls unto thee. Deliver us, O Lord, from our enemies. We flee unto thee to hide us. Teach us to do thy will, for thou art our God. Thy spirit is good. Lead us in the land of uprightness. Quicken us, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring our soul out of trouble, and of thy mercy cut off our enemies. Destroy all them that afflict our souls, for we are thy servant. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen and amen. Let us welcome the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We love you. We bless you this morning. We say thank you. Come and take complete preeminence. We surrender this prayer time to you. We surrender every second, every minute of our lives to you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way this morning. Have your way in every area of our lives. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your mighty move this morning. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for releasing the glory of God. Do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified and honored. We bless you, Holy Spirit, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Let us go into worship in the mighty name of
Jesus. And this is how we used to praise him in the Church of God in Christ. These are songs that I learned in the Church of God. I love Jesus. He's my Savior. When the storms are raging,
Hallelujah. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for supplying all our needs according to your riches in glory. We praise you for your greatness, your power, your glory, your majesty, your splendor, and your righteousness. Thank you for your spiritual defibrillator strengthening our hearts when we want to give up. Thank you for protecting us from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. We praise you, Lord, for the wonder-working power in your word and in the blood of the Lamb. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for all the ways you have intervened in our affairs. We want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for turning curses into blessings. Thank you for delivering us from betrayers and killing tongues in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, we are grateful for you preserving and keeping our feet from slipping in Jesus' name. Thank you for drawing us to prayer and power in Jesus' name. Thank you for fearfully and wonderfully making us. Lastly, we say you are our all in all. So we bless you and we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Let us come to the throne of grace this morning and ask God for mercy. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, O Lord. Create in us a clean heart, O God. And renew our right and a steadfast spirit within us. Father, we pray for mercy not only for ourselves, for our children, for our spouses, for our nieces and nephews, O God. Mercy for those that are listening in and those that will listen in, O God. We pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Release your mercy this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Let us begin to release the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So, Father God, this morning, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere, over our atmosphere. Release the blood of Jesus over the cyberspace. Release the blood of Jesus over the networks in the name of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus into the second heavens to deprogram, destroy every work of evil and darkness program in every satanic incubator, O God, where it wombs, O God, in the name of Jesus. Satanic banks, anything that we use the blood of Jesus to destroy every work of evil, every work of darkness against us, against the plans and purposes that God has for our lives in the name of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus for healing. We soak our cells, our tissues, our organs, our systems in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus heal us physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, healing to our finances, healing to our relationships in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood, and we thank you for your redeeming blood, O God. I release the blood of Jesus into the foundation of our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your holy blood. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us go into worship. Hallelujah. Welcome the Holy Spirit once again. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
is longing just to hear from you. My soul is waiting to know someone who can take us higher, help us make it through. So will you please come and say,
make your presence known, Holy Spirit.
Spirit. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, we come as your children. We come to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth, according to John 4:42. We know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnesses to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Lord, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will out of the love you have placed in our hearts for you. Lord, create in us a clean heart, a broken and a contrite heart, a right heart, repented in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that you, Father God, all through you, God, all things are possible with man. Father God, if we believe, hallelujah. Lord, we do not come to worship just to do something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship we have with you through the blood and the cross. You have created within us a heart of thanksgiving. We choose to abide in the spirit of truth so that we are in a continued state of fellowship and worship with you. Lord Jesus, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O Lord. Our soul thirsts for thee, for the living God. Our soul yearns for you, even pines for the courts of the Lord, and our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let that burning fire burn ever increasingly in us. Uphold us with thy free spirit, and let God be magnified. Let the name of Jesus be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken away according to Psalm 84:2. Let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, nor evil befall in us, that our life may be a glory and honor and praise unto you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, your tender mercies, and loving kindness, that we may sing praises to you all our days. Create in us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you. You are our joy and the lifter above our heads. Through your spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. And let our lives be a living sacrifice according to Romans 12:1-2. A sweet savor, O aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our lives be a praise in the mighty, in everything we say, in everything we do, in the name of Jesus. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and worship you. We come to you in love and admiration to the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord Jesus Christ to renew a right spirit within us and a mind of, let the mind of Christ arrive within us and over all areas of our lives. You read you all that we are to you, and that we choose praise and worship come forth from our spirit, and we worship our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus, in spirit and in truth. That truth you are with all you are because you are worth it. Lord, let true worship bring us into that true oneness with the Father, that the cares and things of this life will fall away. We truly walk in the light as you are the light, and we have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We come into true communion with you, O Lord, and we bless you this morning. We praise you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Let us worship you, O God, in spirit and in truth this morning. We thank you, O God. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
believe it. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere. Help me say it. It's moving and it's breaking. Our praise is shifting the atmosphere. It's moving and it's breaking. This worship is shifting the
I am living up.
together and worship the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. 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 Hallelujah. They shout out football games. They shout out basketball games. They shout out concerts. But we shout in the house of the Lord today. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. To those of you who do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this morning He's extending His free gift of salvation to you. He stands at the door of your heart and knock. Will you allow Him to come in? To those of you who are backslidden for Christ, He is knocking at the heart of your door. He loves you unconditionally. If you would accept Him, please repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, we come to You now in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. We confess that we are sinners and we have sinned against You. We ask You, Lord, to forgive us of all our sins. And we repent for all of our sins and choose to follow and obey and accept Your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. We believe in our hearts that You sent Your Son Jesus to die for our sins on the cross at Calvary. We believe that Your Son Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified and died on the cross at Calvary for us and the sins of all others. We believe that after 3 days He was raised from the dead and ascended into heaven, and He is alive. We ask You, Jesus Christ, to be the Lord of our lives, to be our Savior. We receive You now as our Lord and Savior with all our hearts. We believe that Jesus Christ is our King and our God and the Lord of our lives. We believe that Jesus Christ is alive in us, and we declare that Jesus Christ is the Lord of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. Find a Bible-believing church. Read your Bible and pray every day. Carry a portion of God's Word with you. Share your faith in Christ with others in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Marco Brewer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. You are listening to I Am Morning Prayers. Hallelujah, and I pray that you are having a great and a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. He is worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. We just want to bless Him this morning and praise Him, hallelujah, worshiping Him, hallelujah, and glorifying His holy name. Thank You for Your goodness, O Lord. Thank You for Your mercy, O Lord. Thank You for Your loving kindness. Thank You, Father God, for just dying on the cross to save us from our sins. We bless Your name. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Let us worship.
Oh,
just and true
are thy ways, thou King that saves.
Who shall not hear me? Who shall not hear me?
And we glory.
heart receive the sweet nectar of your word. It settles down around our heart and flows into the hidden places of dryness like fresh spring water. It coats our heart like thick honey from the rock. We declare that our eyes are beholding you in a whole new way. We are able to see you into the sea. We are able to see into the realms of your glory and presence that have been reserved for us this day. Metamorphosis is taking place with every breath we breathe. Our heart responds to your wooing of love. I receive your goodness, your kindness, which flows to me from the depths of your heart. The gates of purpose and destiny are swinging wide open. Favor, blessings, and honor are mine as I dwell in you. All that has been stolen is being returned, multiplied unto me. Spring is arising in my heart. The sun is shining, and the rain of your presence is softening the soil of my heart. I am being made new. Flowers of provision in every area of my life are popping up just as I need them. I am being prepared to fly. Spring is here, and my love is awakened. Lord, teach me to see you in every circumstance. Open the eyes of my heart to see with great faith, to see what you see when you look beyond the struggles I experience as I walk out this life you have given me. Sometimes I look at my life and I don't see myself having been placed in the garden of your care and love. Always remind me to put you in remembrance of the word you have spoken to me. Let faith arise with wings of hope and expectation, and I will mount up and fly into the promises, into the purposes you have for me with great delight. For you are indeed multiplying me in every way. Struggles surrendered break me free. I envelop myself within the comfort of your presence as I would struggle into a warm coat on a cold day. All is unfolding, and love is truly awakening within me. All is falling away. I can fly. Help me to see the beautiful colors that are so intricately being woven into the very fabric of my life. Your very life flows through the veins of my being, and I'm being made like you. Teach me never to worry or be afraid. Teach me to rest among the active moving of your spirit in my heart, to be patient and wait on your timing. Timing is everything, and I must trust you with all things delayed. I must trust you to show me if there are things in my life and in my heart which hinder me and keep me cocooned, keep me from walking in the fullness of blessings. Lord, thank you for lifting up the reproach of men and circumstances of my life and heart. I invite you into every deep or hidden place within me and say, have your way. More than anything, I want to be completely free to be who you have made me to be. I release all people who have disdained me, hurt me, or wounded me in any way. Please bring each one to my remembrance that I might lay down the ugly colors of unforgiveness down forever. I release them that they might be free also. Every accusation of the enemy melts like wax in the flames of your presence. And help me to forgive and love as you have loved and forgive me. The very essence of who you made me to be is awakening like the rising of the dawn. This is a new day. I embrace it. I give you all my excuses. I lay aside every hindrance. I receive restoration of all things stolen from me. Draw me continually into your presence to receive. Never let me forsake my time with you in favor of leftover strands and filaments of my old cocoon. Let it blow away, never to be revisited. I receive divine appointments and circumstances without tears of inadequacy, for I am one who expresses you in a unique and a beautiful way. I come into your presence and I drink deeply. Fill me, enable me, console me, and I will do likewise. According to 2 Corinthians 1:4, the best part of my life is now and is come. All things have passed away, and gardens are prepared to drink from and to impart to. The best is here. I am free. I open my wings to fly. I am flying in Jesus' holy name. I have prayed. Amen and amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We love you and we worship you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I
John 17. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said,
Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one, as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them.